It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 17th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American poet William Carlos Williams, born in Rutherford, New Jersey in 1883. He is especially remembered for making the ordinary extraordinary through the clarity and precision of his imagery. After receiving an M.D. from the University of Pennsylvania in 1906, and after an internship in New York and graduate study in pediatrics in Leipzig, he returned to America in 1910 to a lifetime of poetry and medical practice in his hometown. Characteristic poems that reveal his fresh, direct impression of the world include Lighthearted William, By the Road to the Contagious Hospital, and The Red Wheelbarrow. In the 1930s, during the Depression, his images became less a celebration of the world and more a catalog of its wrongs. Such poems as Proletarian Portrait and The Yachts reveal his skill in conveying attitudes by presentation rather than explanation. In his five-volume work, Patterson, Williams expresses the idea of the city, which in its complexity also represents man in his complexity. The poem is based on the industrial city in New Jersey on the Passaic River and evokes a complex vision of America and modern man. Also a prolific writer of prose, Williams, in The American Grain from 1925, analyzed the American character and culture through essays on historical figures. Three of his novels form a trilogy about a family. They include White Mule from 1937, 1940's In the Money, and The Build-Up, published in 1952. Williams' autobiography appeared in 1951, and in 1963, he was posthumously awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry for his Pictures from Bruegel and other poems. In his later years, Williams mentored and influenced many younger poets. He had an especially significant influence on many of the American literary movements of the 1950s, including the Beat Movement, the San Francisco Renaissance, the Black Mountain School, and the New York School. One of his most dynamic relationships as a mentor was with fellow New Jersey poet Allen Ginsberg. Williams included several of Ginsberg's letters in Patterson, stating that one of them helped inspire the fifth section of that work. Williams also wrote the introduction to Ginsberg's important first book, Howl and Other Poems, in 1956. He suffered a heart attack in 1948 and after 1949 a series of strokes. Severe depression after one of them caused him to be confined to Hillside Hospital in New York for 4 months in 1953. He died on March 4, 1963, at age 79, at his home in Rutherford, and he was buried in Hillside Cemetery in Lyndhurst. Here is one of his little free-verse imagistic masterpieces that perfectly captures a multitude of sensory impressions in just 33 well-chosen words. This is just to say I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious. So sweet, and so cold. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 17th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.